my sweet friends. Well, today I'm sharing with you part two of my blog series, Surviving Tragedy. Now, for those of you who actually haven't seen part one, I highly recommend you go back and watch part one, which I'll put the link below this video, as it provides a significant amount of context as to why I am sharing with you the steps of emergency distance healing. Thankfully, there are only 5 steps that you need to do in order to effectively send loving energy to someone at a distance during an emergency. But before I actually explain to you what those actual steps are, I want to please remind you that if you're ever in a situation where you can be of service to someone in an emergency, whether that's calling your emergency services or performing first aid or CPR, please do that first, always. Energy healing is not a replacement for CPR or first aid or anything that you can proactively do to get help on the scene right away. Now, with that, let's go through the 5 steps to effectively send energy healing during an emergency situation. Step one is probably one of the most difficult parts, and that is staying calm. The second bit is about visualizing the healing, which I'll explain more in just a moment. Step three is affirming that it's done. Step four is the ever important gratitude expression. And step five is releasing. Now, I'm going to assume that you have watched part one of this 2-part blog series. As such, what I'm going to do is explain now what I did while I was in Australia, while my father was in ICU in Portland, Oregon, thousands and thousands of kilometers away from me. The first thing I did was step one, which is to become calm. That may involve you removing yourself from commotion. And in my situation, what I did was I came into my healing room. I did this so I could sort of center myself, bring myself inward, as opposed to being involved with questions and thoughts and concerns. And in the process of becoming calm, what you're doing is letting yourself feel the emotions. When I found out about my father being in ICU, I actually got very upset, which is natural. So I came into my room, I felt those emotions. And as I felt them, I just continued to let them go. I continued to let them flow out of me. I cried. At a certain point, which you'll know, you'll become calm. Now, of course, this is going to be a little different depending on what situation you're in, if you're around other people or if you're in a hospital or if you're able to actually remove yourself. Do what you need to do. Go to the bathroom, perhaps step away, close your eyes, whatever you can do to center yourself inward. That's the important step one. The next thing in this process that I did was I started to visualize my father. Now, I didn't know what he looked like at the time. I didn't know what the hospital room looked like, where he was, or what he was necessarily going through. So I just did my best to imagine him in the ICU room with this white and golden glow of energy just coming down from the heavens and wrapping around him in his hospital bed. I didn't know exactly what had gone wrong. I knew he had a cardiac arrest. So not knowing the technical components of what was happening in America at the time, being in Australia, what I did is as that glittery glowing, it could be snow, it can be sparkles, it can be flowers, whatever resonates with you. I saw that energy wrapping around himself, and as it was hitting his heart area, it was bolstering up and getting brighter and brighter. And what you're doing, since we're all energy, is you're pushing out, you're manifesting out that this energy is helping the person that you're trying to assist. The process behind this is being pushed by your love. So you're pushing it out into the ether. It's reaching the person no matter how far away they are from you. And it's encompassing, enveloping, wrapping them up with pure loving intention for healing. Even if you don't know exactly what that healing is meant to do, you're sending the loving energy with the intention you want to assist them with their healing. The third step is, and now you can do this while the image is still going through your mind, or perhaps you want to stop that image and see the person standing in front of you in your mind's eye, happy and healthy, is to affirm, which is step three, affirm that they are healthy, that they are well. And in the reality of it all, energy healing bolsters our ability to help others heal. It bolsters our own healing, but it doesn't necessarily always alter the course of things that are meant to happen for that person or yourself. So what I did in my father's situation is when I affirmed, I know you can feel my love, and I know that you are pure love, and I know that this healing will reach you exactly the way it's meant to for you in your journey. I trust in that. So the affirmation isn't trying to fool yourself or fool somebody else about the healing. Your affirmation is trusting in this process, trusting and affirming, I know everybody else is doing what they can to help you right now. I am sending you loving energy for your spirit. Know that you're loved. Know that you're supported. You are accepted. You are valued. Those affirmations now fill up that loving connection that you've been sending, and just bolstering and bolstering that healing more with the affirmation. Now, step four is gratitude. I had no idea whether or not my father was going to survive his cardiac arrest. I had no idea what was going on at that time. The connection and messages between myself and my mother were sketchy at best, given that her reception in the emergency room and an ICU were very limited. So I had to be grateful in the knowing that I trusted that everyone was doing the best they could, that the emergency services I know would have tried their hardest, that my mother was going to be trying her hardest, the doctors, everybody involved was going to be trying their hardest. And for that, I was truly grateful for. I was grateful that my father had been on this journey thus far in his life. And granted, I want him to continue that journey, but I was grateful for everything I ever got to experience, every positive moment, every bit of laughter, everything that I had to be grateful for, I was sending that way. And let's not forget, for you to also be grateful that you have the ability to partake in this healing at a distance. Now, step five is release. And the reason why I want to teach you this last little step is because we also don't want you to necessarily disconnect from your distant healing. I definitely didn't want to disconnect with my father while I was sending him this loving energy while I was in Australia and before I was able to board a plane and get to America. There is a point where you have to release some of that sort of energy tension. You're continuously putting that flow out to whoever's receiving it. And there's a point where you need to sort of stop and kind of recuperate, to sort of not necessarily sever the bonds, but to kind of put them down, you know, sort of relax them for a little bit, to give yourself a chance to kind of recuperate on your own. Otherwise, if your mind is continuously going with, you know, the visualizing of the healing and the affirmations and the gratitude, that's great, but you will eventually wear yourself down and your spirit. So it's important that, like I did before, the next day when I was going to board to go to America to help my father, I had to say to myself, okay, I've done what I can and I'm trusting in this process. He knows I love him. He knows I'm here and I'll be on my way soon. And that sort of release allowed me to get as good a night of sleep that I could get before my flight the next day. Now, these same five steps can be done while you're in the physical room with the person. So once I actually got to America and I was able to be physically present with my father in the ICU room, I replicated these steps again. Now, sometimes if I was able, I would be next to him and I would hold his hand just to the side of the bed, and I would go through calming myself, visualizing the healing, affirming gratitude, and then releasing myself when it was time to go. Now, sometimes I wasn't able to be next to him. Sometimes I had to be further away in the room. I had to sit in the corner while the nurses or doctors were doing things, and I would do it then. Or sometimes I had to be in the hallway or even in the waiting room. Whenever I had an opportunity and I felt rested and well enough, I would do this distance healing for him. And amazingly, what happens is the more you do this, the more centered you become in the process. And that, my sweet friends, is so valuable, not just for you, but for your loved ones around you who are looking for some sort of balance and calm in the craziness of what could be happening in your emergency situation. So you not only become a beacon of light for the person you are helping in that emergency room, you're also a beacon of light for all those around you. And don't forget those people who are actually in the emergency room or in the hospitals helping the person that you love. Your gratitude sends them lots of good energy so they can continue the amazing work that they do day in and day out. Remember, there are only 5 steps to distance healing. That is to calm yourself, number one. Number two, visualize that healing in whatever way feels right to you. Number three is to affirm that that healing is reaching the person, that they can feel you and that they are loved. Number four, it's gratitude, expressing the gratitude, not just for the efforts that you're making, but for the time and everything that everyone else is putting in, including the person you're reaching. And the fifth thing is to release, because we must all take a break. We must all rejuvenate to be able to be effective the next time we go to heal. I hope this was helpful for you, sweet friends. Spread your love and light. Big love to you.